Hello, everyone. This is Pastor Joey Rogers, and welcome to Revive.
There ain't a soul in this house or watching right now that hadn't been through something that's knocked you to your knees. Thank God you got on your knees. You prayed, you get up, and you keep on moving. If I keep beating myself down, then ladies and gentlemen, the cross is of no effect. But if I'll put my faith in what he has done, I have substance, I have evidence, and I'll take a step by faith into my future.
In just a moment, I'm going to take you into a life-changing word from the Lord as preached right here from Pace Assembly. I know that it will be a blessing to you, so get ready to receive the word of God and faith that comes by hearing that word today.
Thank you for joining us again on Revive Radio. Let's go into a recent Wednesday night sermon series with Pastor Rogers. This is By Faith, Part 1. Let's go into the message today.
A soul in this house or watching right now that hadn't been through something that's knocked you to your knees. Thank God you got on your knees. You prayed, you get up, and you keep on moving. If I keep beating myself down, then ladies and gentlemen, the cross is of no effect. But if I'll put my faith in what he has done, I have substance, I have evidence, and I'll take a step by faith into my future. Somebody ought to wave your hand at the Lord and bless the Lord right now. Pastor, that doesn't always work. Oh, yes, it does. Oh, yes, it does. If it doesn't work, it's because you're trusting this more than this. And it's up to you. This is the point where God says, it's up to you. I mean, here's a question. Before I go on and give you something to write down, here's a question. How do you know that your sins are forgiven? I mean, you lay awake at night and like the gentleman telling me today that it just keeps coming back. Just keeps coming back. I mean, you can be in a perfectly good sleep. And out of nowhere, here comes the video. And if you're not careful, your feelings will start telling you, because it's carnal, it's fleshly. It doesn't know anything to do except follow whatever the moment is. If it's hot in the room, then your feelings are hot. If it's cold in the room, right? Come on, shake your head yes. That's not a trick question. If I got up today, I'm feeling good. You know within about 5 minutes, you could be feeling bad. Watch a little bit of news and you'll be feeling worse. And I am not, listen to me, this is very, let me write one other thing up here for you. Because this is where the enemy is operating right now. All I got to say, watch this right here, coronavirus. You know what they've done now? They changed the name. Why? Why? So we could get more road time out of it? No, I'm serious. So we can keep purporting the fear-mongering that's going on. Wonder what would happen if ABC, NBC, CBS, and everybody else got on there and started reporting the faith and the healing that's transpiring. Had a pastor friend of mine put it up on Facebook the other day. He said, I was praying for someone, and all of a sudden, their eyes popped wide open. They were blind. Their eyes popped wide open. He was having a overseas. Boom, here come, and he reported that. And today, when we look at that, we look at that with a jaundiced eye, a skepticism that says, I don't know if they got it. But ladies and gentlemen, if there is faith added to faith, here's all the power you need right here. In fact, it's all the power you're going to get. I'm trying to get on with this lesson. That's all the power you're going to get. In fact, the Bible says, if we continue in a unbelieving state, then we make the cross of Christ of none effect. Did you hear what I just said? So as much as you want to believe for things, if you don't believe and put your faith in the right location, in the object, here's the object. Here's the means. And here's the superintendent who makes sure that everything that Jesus bought and paid, you know what Jesus bought and paid for? Everything. If you read the book of Hebrews, many people believe the writer was Paul. Some of them don't think so, but whoever they are had an incredible knowledge of the Hebraic way of operating. And so in there, you will find out that Jesus became the testament and the testator, and the, or otherwise, as we would know today, the executor of the will. So Jesus became the high priest and the sacrifice. He said, kill me. I'm going to lay down in the ground, but to make sure that my people get what they need, I'm not going to trust this to anybody else. I'm going to get up on the third day, and I become the executor of the will. And if any man ask of the Father in my name, it shall be given unto them by faith. Is anybody getting this tonight? I can stay right there, but I hope you're getting a hold of that. Let's get something to write down, because here's three things of requirements of pleasing God. Anybody want to please God?
Yes.
Anybody want to please God?
Yes.
Here we go. Three things. First of all, remember what faith is. Now, I'm going to tell you something, my friends. If you know, some folks may disagree with me, but this is what's holding. This is what I put my faith in today. When I got up and stood at the mirror to brush my teeth this morning, I said, Lord, I know that I've done some things that I shouldn't have done, and there may be some things that I don't even know that I shouldn't have done. But today I'm placing my faith exclusively in the cross of Jesus Christ. Not in myself, not in my church, not in my paycheck, not in my feeling, not in my education, not in my ordination, not in any of that kind of stuff. Exclusively in the cross. And you know what? Suddenly there came a peace that passes all understanding. Because now it's not on me to save me. God, help me, Jesus. You didn't hear what I said. I said, now it's not on you to save you. Quit trying to be your own Messiah. Jesus alone saved you by faith alone, by grace alone. And if you'll take hold of that, whatever you're believing for in the future, the evidence and the substance is already there.
Hallelujah.
I'm curious, have you ever read the will of your parents who were maybe not even dead yet, but they have left you this massive whatever? Whatever it was, they left you, but you know what was in the will. Now, some folks get anxious. And they want to knock off their parents like the Menendez boys. Come on, somebody. They saw the gold and the silver and the money, and so they took their parents out and thought they were going to get it, and all they got was put in jail. So you got to wait for the promise. You got to wait by faith, because faith takes longer to cook than a microwave. Come on, somebody. I don't know. It must have been that I didn't get to preach this weekend. I don't know. If some of you want microwave faith, and God only deals in crockpot faith. You got to wait a little while. Let it simmer a little while. Let it cook a little while. You got to go through some stuff, some bubbling. Come on, somebody. Got to get all the stuff out of there that doesn't need to be, so that when he gives it to you, that by faith that you receive it. Sometimes you get to the point where you say, God, I don't even want it anymore, and then he drops it in your lap. And you go, what in the world is all of this? What have I been waiting on? It's to make sure that your faith was not in anything other than the cross of Jesus Christ. I don't know why y'all ain't swinging from the rafters tonight. Some folks want to get to the inheritance before they go through the death, burial, and resurrection. Some folks go to church and all they want to hear is bless me, bless me, bless me. But they don't hear none of that stuff about let me fellowship, and let me have the know you in the fellowship of your suffering before I know you in the power of your resurrection. All we want is a resurrection, but everybody's got to understand you can't have a resurrection until you've had something die. And most of the time when it dies in you, you say, I don't even know what. That's what's called the death of a promise. When it got so bad that Abraham lifted his knife on his own promised son that he had right there, and God stayed his hand, he said, now I can trust you. Now I can trust you with the blessings I'm going to put on you, because eye has not seen and ear has not heard, and neither has it entered into your heart what I've got prepared for you hanging over your head, that's going to come to you by faith if you put your faith in the right place. And remember what faith is. Now, ladies and gentlemen, if you forget everything else I say tonight, remember that now faith in the finished work of the cross is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things I cannot see. And as I move along, we remember what faith is. There is no definition. Many people want to define faith by Hebrews 11:1, but that's not the definition. There is no definition of faith in the Bible, but there is a description of faith. And I've just given it to you. I said, I've just given it to you. If you go home and meditate on this right here, you'll realize, and many of you may not have ever been in the study of the cross of Christ. I may need to bring that back. It's been about 7 years, I think, since I've taught that in its entirety. But I'm just going to tell you, that's the only, that there is no other option. There is no other way. Jesus said, I am the way. It's my way. It's not going to be your way. And if you do that, you can settle down in your faith. And if you sin, if you mess up, if you don't do like you should, you go right back to the same place where you started all over again and put your faith right there and say, Lord, instead of that devil jerking me out of this position again, I'm going to put my feet in more solid than I ever have before, and I'm staying right here because I've got things I'm hoping for. So there's no definition of faith, but there is a description, and it's found right there. Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for. And I want you to notice this, just taking a little bit deeper in here into the translation of this. The word translated substance means that which stands under. Substance, that which stands under. What's under you? What you building on? Sinking sand? Works of the law? Or the rock, Christ Jesus? Let everything you do, let your marriage be built on the rock. Let your money be built on the rock. Come on, somebody. Let your mind be built on the rock. If you build it on anything else, the devil tempts us to do that constantly. This is a message you have to hear over and over again. Because the reason why ultra faith teachers and preachers have now had the rug pulled out from underneath them is because they put their faith in faith. And they say to you, send me $1,000 vow and God will bless you. And you send $1,000 vow and you got an eviction notice. Because your faith was tied to nothing but a blessing, not suffering. But I submit to you tonight that faith comes through suffering first before the blessing comes. Pastor, I don't want to suffer. Neither do I. But guess what? You're going to have to go through some pain. In this world you shall suffer persecution, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world, and greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. All that comes by faith. Faith is the currency of heaven. Like money is on the earth, faith is the currency of heaven. You exchange faith for what you need from God. But I've got to make sure that I'm not doing it as a sugar daddy, because that's what the message of faith in faith is. Have faith. I've heard it preached all of my life. Have faith in God. And everybody's going, faith, 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 faith. And you fall down on your face. And then you get somebody who stands up and says, you know what? The problem is you didn't have enough faith. Problem. Problem. Here's the question. How much faith do you need? Jesus said, if you got a mustard seed size of faith, it's not about that it's a lone object out there. You've got to work it all up and grow it for yourself. If you plant the seed, good seed, into good ground, then it has to come up a harvest inside of your life.
I'm thankful that you've joined us for Revive today, and I pray that the word of the Lord has been strength to you. If you'd like more information about today's message, log on to paceassembly.org, or you can email us right there, revive@paceassembly.org. And I want to encourage you to be right back here with us once again. Till then, remember, Jesus Christ is coming soon.
Join us March 15th at 6 p.m. here at Pace Assembly for Prophecy Files with guest Perry Stone. This event is free and open to the public.